Good morning. A weak disturbance is sliding up the east coast south of Long Island, pushing some clouds and a couple of scattered showers through the southernmost Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and perhaps a few through southernmost New England early this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies from the mid-Hudson Valley north. The area will clear out with this disturbance tracking out to sea early this morning, and most everyone will have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and dry weather through the remainder of the day. And this will allow temperatures to come off our morning lows, which are in the 40s and lower 50s, and bounce back into the lower and mid-70s on average. As we get into the night tonight, a storm system evolving out of the southern part of the country will head in our direction. Clouds will increase and thicken once again, but it will remain dry during the overnight period, with temperatures dropping back into the 50s. That system will head in our direction for tomorrow, with clouds and showers becoming more likely through the morning and into the afternoon. In fact, with the slow-moving nature of this system, as the upper-level portion of it hangs out over the Great Lakes, we'll have clouds and showers on Friday as well. Both days, temperatures will only manage to get into the lower and middle 60s. The system will pivot through the region by the opening of the holiday weekend. As a result, we'll have dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, allowing temperatures to reach back into the mid-70s. Another disturbance will head in our direction for the day on Sunday. Some sunshine is possible in the morning, followed by increasing clouds. Still some discrepancy on the timing of this next disturbance, but there is the chance of a few showers by the end of the day on Sunday, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, with a better chance at scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm toward evening. Highs on Sunday will be in the lower to mid-70s. The upper-level disturbance associated with this system will pivot through the region on Monday for the holiday with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-70s, and will keep the chance of a few showers in the forecast on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across a large portion of the southeast. As upper-level energy rotates into the region, southerly flow will become established across much of the warm sector east and southeast of a developing low-pressure system. The strength of ascent spread across the area suggests that multiple rounds of widespread showers and storms will move across the southeast through the day, with at least modest daytime destabilization allowing a general increase in thunderstorm coverage and intensity during the afternoon. Storms are expected to increase across Florida and southern Georgia from early in the day through the afternoon, with locally damaging winds likely to be the primary risk, given the strong, deep-layer southwesterly flow. Farther north, storms are expected to begin increasing in coverage across central and northern Georgia and into the Carolinas by midday, with storm mode likely to be a combination of cells and broken bands. Multiple rounds of convection are expected, with the lack of instability somewhat offset by amply strong and veering flow with height. Along with the risk for locally damaging winds and marginal hail, an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. And localized flash flooding will also be possible, with the heavier thunderstorms and flash flood watches have been issued in Georgia and the Carolinas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and fog and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 50, 89% relative humidity, and northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 70, Boston cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 73 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 60, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 16.79 inches for the year, which is 3.02 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees. The average low, 50. The record high, 92, set in 1964. And the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m. 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, just the risk of a shower with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, cloudy with showers mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Saturday. Some sunshine to start Sunday, then increasing clouds, late-day showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower to mid-70s. And scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm for the holiday on Monday and again on Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.